Stretching is a big issue, and you get issues like this, and sometimes people are falling over themselves trying to fix it, and I think that's what we're seeing. There's a rash of more bills coming, but we did pass three bills last week that certainly impact the UP. It's going to give funding to a bunch of communities, including Grand Marais, Munising, Manistique, in this district. Marquette, it kind of put me in a predicament because the initial vote had me pulling money from Marquette for their waterways project and giving it to these other communities. But we worked with the DNR and secured not just that 50% match for Marquette, but actually got them to commit to fund all of it. So, but it certainly is very important for recreation, for tourism, for all those things. So.
It is one of those issues that, you know, we talk about the water levels. You're right that with the snowfall and everything that we're seeing this winter, it should help with that. But, you know, the Great Lakes issues, and in particular with the shipping and with that across our area here and into downstate and into other locales, it's really important to keep an eye on these levels so we're able to maintain a competitive stance when it comes with industry related to shipping on the water.
Well, you're absolutely right. This year, I think we're a little more fortunate than years past, both in the snow level and also the ice cover is a lot better on Superior than it has been in the last few years. And so that leads to less evaporation, and that's really where the bulk of the water is going. You know, people think, you know, the bottling plants and people, you know, pulling out water is what's contributing to it. And it's really just evaporation more than anything.
Yeah, it is not a matter of diversion. It appears that that would be just a small percentage of where the water may be going. And it also, it's just been a matter of natural factors that have come into play. And even here with the Marquette, and now talking about Manistique and Grand Marais, these are some key harbors, especially on a recreational level as well.
You bet. So Grand Marais, I think, is getting about $550,000 to dredge the harbor, which is good news for them. They're really in a tough spot there. Manistique is getting help. Munising, their Bayshore Marina is getting some help. And then Presque Isle, again, is going to get about $500,000.
State Representative John Kivala with us this morning. And John, I know one of the other things that we talked about with you in the past is vocational education. And there has been some movement in Lansing now that we've seen with some changes to the merit curriculum, looking at both high school and college level vocational training. And that's something that I know is very important and dear to your heart. What's the latest that you're hearing there?
Well, Senator McBroom, I gave him a promotion. Representative McBroom and I had talked while we were campaigning about voc ed and how important it was, and he had alluded that he had a bill in the works, and I said, you know, if I get elected, I'd gladly co-sponsor. So I did that. I was the first one to sign onto the back of his bill. That was announced last week at a press conference I attended in Jackson. I spoke at the press conference as well. There were, I think, seven of us that were there. Representative Dianda was there with myself, and then a number of others. And, you know, I think almost everyone, there were seven of us, I think all of us had a vocational-type background to a degree. There were a couple of farmers, a couple of mechanics, a truck driver. You know, so it just kind of spells out how important that is and how we've really hurt that program with the way the curriculum is. So we're hoping to give some flexibility for school districts.
So really what it would do is it would relax some of those requirements by allowing replacement and also opening up some more vocational opportunities, correct?
Absolutely. It gives credit to maybe a welding class that teaches math that supports that field. It allows it to replace one of the credits, one of the math credits. And, you know, the people that say it's weakening education, it's not. It's creating paths for other students that are maybe not, you know, college-bound. Not every kid is. I wasn't.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting factor there, because I know that when you look at these kinds of jobs and whatnot, there's, you know, you're talking about truck driving and mechanics and farming, you know, that is just as important, I think, on a lot of levels in keeping, you know, day-to-day economic movement going.
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at, there's college jobs, you know, jobs that you're qualified for after college, there's vocational jobs, and then there's the entry-level jobs. And if we're not giving our kids that aren't college eligible the the opportunity to hit that next level, then they're stuck, you know, working at the minimum wage jobs, the McDonald's, the Walmarts, the Targets. Not that there's anything wrong with those jobs, but they're not family-sustaining jobs.
Mm-hmm. State Representative John Kivala with us this morning. John, as we wrap up with you, I guess what's on the docket here now that we're looking? I know we're going into Easter recess here and whatnot, but what are some of the big topics that you think will be tackled here when you reassemble?
Well, we're still talking about getting the EAA, which is the expansion of the basically the state overtake of education. That's still being bantered about. Might tee that up yet before we go on break, so it might be a late one tomorrow night. But certainly transportation is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, everyone's in favor of the governor's plan. Nobody wants to pay for it. So we'll see how that gets teed up. You know, there's a lot of people down here that took the no tax pledge and puts them in a predicament to support that. So.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. And as always, you're welcome to join us with updates as they become available. And we always encourage you to stop in when you're in the neighborhood as well. So maybe over the break here or something, we'll have you in for coffee one morning. But as always, good to chat with you and get an update from you. And keep us posted as you're, as we say, fighting the good fight down at the Capitol.
All right, will do. And Mike, if you get a chance, go over and shovel my driveway, buddy.
I'll take care of that for you, John. No problem.
All right,
always working together. Thank you, sir, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye.